Headed out for a long walk? Put Carrie and Tommy in your ears. And for supportive comfort for your feet, slip on or lace up the new Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit.
Yes, it is for your Thursday afternoon. Welcome to it. How are we, guys?
Well, I just won 10,000 cents, so I am amazing.
I'm sorry, because but you didn't.
I did. I just did alpha cents, and I got all 10 right.
We agreed that you only got 9 in before the buzzer, and then one of those was incorrect, and Belle said... Our producer said she made it easy today, which is great news for all the listeners, because it means later on the show when we play it with you, you could be a centenarian, which is very
And if you're listening, thinking, what are we talking about? It's like Alpha Bucks, but on steroids.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Those steroids that make you go backwards and smaller.
It's Alpha Sense.
Yeah.
See what we did there?
Yes. So much.
Hey, have we got so many fun things to talk about today? The thing we're going to discuss next, we've been talking about since last night, and we can't wait to have the conversation with you. Everybody listening, I think, will have made this pact when they were younger.
Yes. And I think maybe this is the only way I will get married.
Oh.
We'll do it all next.
Stick around for more depressing next.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Thursday, Arvo. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Our producer, Sonda, was just talking about Chris Hemsworth and his wife, Elsa Pattercake.
Pattercake.
Pattercake. Pataki, I think. Oh. Isn't it?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's Pattercake.
It's not Pattercake.
Pattercake is far less exotic, isn't it?
Isn't it?
This is my wife, Miss Pattercake. It's been with
Mr.
one of the baker's
men.
Hey, Bickers, let's talk about arranged marriage.
Well, it's not the typical arranged marriage, you might be thinking. It's the arrangement you make as a child, which is often the arranged marriage.
Let's
that you
talk
might
about child marriage.
Talking on the project last night. You asked one of our project regulars, Rachel Corbett, a question.
Dear friend, I said to her, because we have a running joke. She has absolutely no interest in me, but we have a running joke the older we get when I say to her, ha, 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 soon it's going to be only me and you left and, and you have to marry me. And then I posed the question, because you know how when we were young, you might say to your friend, hey, if we're both not with someone, by the time we're 30,
yes,
let's just get married, right?
Yes.
And obviously I changed the age of that last night because we're over 30 now and I didn't want Corbett to figure
which was so depressing, because as soon as you said that, it reminded me of when I made that and I thought 30 was going to be so far away.
Oh, now I'm 40. Because that's why we made the rule, because we were like, hey, if we get to 30, which is pretty much dead, we may as well just get hitched. I mean, our life's clearly over and we'll have nothing else to live for. So why not experience a bit of marriage before we kiss goodbye to the mortal world we know?
But so Go. No, I was just going to say, you always made that pact. Well, yes. I made that pact. You made that pact with someone that you actually did like a little bit. It wasn't just your mate. It wasn't just you made it with your mate and you're willing just to marry them if you had to. It was a way of saying, I really like you now. I can see you're not interested, but if you get desperate enough, I'm still here at 30.
Yeah. Do you want to know what's real depressing about mine? I've always had a group of guy friends, but I've always had a big group of girl friends as well. I made that pact with 3 different girls and they're all married.
Yeah, yeah. They weren't into you, mate.
And I was like, I've just got to wait it out. What do you mean?
So have you got any left that you've made a pact with?
Well, this is what I asked Corby. I said, at what age would we have to get to before you'll admit defeat and marry me?
Didn't you just say I'd have a kid with you, but would I have to marry you?
But then I want to know, so did you have this pact, Pickers? Did you make
it? Yeah, I remember. But with multiple people, and they were usually me just trying to be like funny and ha-ha, but trying to explain to someone I really liked them.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. Like, if nothing happens, like in 20 years, like, should we have a go? Just the slowest moving pickup master of all time. Oh wait, in 2 decades, should we try holding hands?
Um, I w-
I want to know if anybody has done it, because then we started chatting. And like, wonder if people do it. It's something you say a lot when you're younger.
Yes, but then have you ever then hooked up? Maybe you found the person on Facebook or something, and you're like, "Hey, yeah. you don't happen to still be single, do you?"
How desperate!
Because
we could imagine getting hit up by someone that says, "Hey, Carrie, you know how we were 15 and at a cinema, and we said if nothing happens in 15
I don't think that's what you'd write in your message. You'd be like, "Hey, remember me?" And then you do like a yo-yo-yo.
Like,
yo.
No. Yo-yo. Yo-yo-yo.
Because that's my opening line. 131060, did you hook up in the end with the person that you said, hey, if we're not married by 30, should we do this?
The marriage pact. Give us a call.
Take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday, are they?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on 131060. Did you go through with a marriage pact?
Are we still going to talk about this, even though you've just dropped the bombshell that you've just
yes,
dropped?
Yes, we are going to. We'll talk about that bombshell another time. Let's stay on topic. We're talking marriage pact. You know when you're a kid and you turn to your best friend who you secretly liked and you said, if we're not married by 30, make a pact that we'll marry each other.
Yes.
Has anyone gone on to marry their marriage pact person? Kathy, have you?
No, I haven't. But I felt really bad because when I got married to someone else, I did invite him to the wedding and we were friends for years. And on the day we had like someone take photos and then put them in an album and people could write a little note next to their name. And the next day when I had a look at the note next to his name, it said, obviously you forgot our pact.
Oh.
And
did you obviously text him and said, no, I didn't. I just met someone better.
No, I didn't say anything because I felt so bad because he was single at our wedding. And like even now when I look at the photos, I'm just like, I feel terrible.
Kathy, did you think for a moment there was going to be one of those scenes out of a movie where they say if anyone objects to this wedding to speak up and he was going to stand up and he was going to say, I've got a long-standing pact with this woman and this marriage can't go ahead.
Yeah, no, I didn't think about that at all. I would have been, whoops, sorry about that.
Kathy, did you think
about
him
when you were younger and you made that pact, were you looking at him thinking, there's a chance you will get to this age and never be married? Like, did he scream single to you, or did you think he would be loved up already?
Well, I thought maybe I would have been because we were friends for a long time and I had an idea that he may have liked me. We'd got a pizza one night and he wrote this little roses are red thing afterwards. It was very cheesy. And I was like, oh, no, we're only friends. And he goes, yeah, of course. And then didn't talk to me for a few months. So I think maybe I was the one that was a bit, I was the one hoping that I would get married and hopefully he'd get married to someone else.
But then you invited him to your wedding. How many years after that was that?
Oh, a long time. Like, 15
So this whole time, he was probably still keen, Kathy.
Oh, no.
But you were friends.
Yeah, no, I hope not.
Kathy, do you remember what, I'm assuming if you weren't that keen, you set the marriage pact age at like 70 or something? What age did you set it for?
We were like in our early 20s.
Okay. And so you said by the time we hit 30, was it, or?
No, I didn't say he did. He said, well, let's get married. Yeah.
I love how you said you thought he was keen because he did a Rose as a Red poem. But really, the fact that he said, let's get married, should have been a pretty big hint too.
Yeah, if we're still single. Because we were joking that everyone was getting married.
Yeah.
And, I know.
Good on you, Kathy.
It's gullible for me. But
thanks, Kathy.
Congratulations. Let's go to
James. What about James?
G'day, James.
Hello. G'day.
Mate, did you marry your marriage pact friend?
I did. I definitely did. And now we've got two kids.
Oh, congratulations.
When you think marrying your marriage pact person, you think of two people that just couldn't meet anyone else. So they went, I guess we'll just get married to each other. But is that not quite the case for you guys?
Not quite the case. I mean, we're, early 20s, maybe 20, 21. And I made the pact with her. I don't remember her agreeing or not, but I said if we, if we're still single, we'll get married.
It's a common theme here.
And then we stayed friends. And then about 10 years later, It just naturally happened. So it did. It's not like I had to say, "Hey, remember our pact," or my pact.
Hey, but since we're so despo, can we do this?
I tried a more subtle way of saying that, but yeah, no. So then we end up together. We got married 10 odd years later, and yeah, and now we've got two kids. So yeah, kind of work out.
Have you got a divorce pact set in stone for some date in the future, or are you going to let that happen naturally?
No, I'd.
They've been together. No, you don't have to use it, James. This explains to you why Tommy's not got a marriage or a relationship, because he's already working out his divorce pact.
I've got plenty.
That's probably a bad plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James,
you heard that?
James, if you do get divorced, can me and you make a marriage?
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for you Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it thanks to Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit. It's available in lace-up and slip-on designs. You can try them now in-store or shop online at skechers.com.au.
Have you seen that one of your exes is in the news today?
I have not.
No?
What have they done?
Well, they're fun. I can say that much.
Really?
Yes.
Pregnant to someone else?
I'm going to say to you.
No, not pregnant.
Definitely not pregnant.
Okay.
No. What they have done, I will tell you next. I'm sure it is going to bring a smile to your face.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. I'll stick around.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Thursday afternoon.
Come on, come on, come on. Let me show you what it's all about. Every time we play, you could win $10,000.
Cents.
On the Hit Network, it's the Morning Crew.
Carrie and Tommy's.
Alphabet.
Cents.
Yep. If you listen to Alpha Bucks in the morning around this great country and you think, geez, great game, but too much money on the line, then boy, have we got a competition for you. It is called Alpha Cents. For each answer you get correct, 100 cents. If you get all answers, all 10 correct, 10,000 cents could be yours. Big J.
Which is how many dollars?
We don't talk about that because remember, that was
no, I just feel like it's good every now and then to mention it.
Nope.
Nope. Okay. 10,000 cents it is then.
G'day, Big J.
Yeah, g'day. How you going, mate?
Mate, pretty good. How are you feeling going into the competition? I imagine you would be a big game player. So when the pressure is on, Big J steps up to the plate. Is that right?
Well, mate, just like in the 99 North Rocky Grand Final versus St. Brendan's, you know, if Matty Holt makes a break, old mate Big J's there, scores a winning try, and I'm the hero of North Rocky High.
So, see, it's Alpha Cents is exactly like that.
Can you put your face near the phone a bit more, Big J? I couldn't hear you.
You can't hear me. Oh, God, that's bad.
Yeah, that's a bit better. We lost you during your pinnacle story, during the moment.
Well, I can say it again if you'd like.
No, we got it. We got it. We're good.
Big J, you know what to do, mate. We're going to ask you 10 questions. You've got to give us the answers starting with one letter. Today's letter is R for rooster. Bickers, do you want to kick things off?
Sure, sure. Are you ready to play?
I'm always ready.
All right. Starting with R and go. Something you do on holidays.
Rest.
A girl's name.
Rachel.
A famous tennis player.
Pass.
Something wet.
Ugh. Pass.
A sports equipment.
Racket.
A symbol of love.
Ugh. Pass.
Something on a car.
Pass like nothing.
A five-letter word.
Right.
Big J, you passed so many times, I thought you thought the letter was P.
You've only got
30,
you've got 3 seconds per question.
Yes.
That's how the game works.
Yes, mate, you did all right, though. You got rest. That was great. You got Rachel.
He didn't do all right. You got three of them.
Oh, I like Big J. Big J did so much better
in that grand final he's talking about than he did here today.
Yeah, well, I'll have the grand final forever. I'll forget about this in 5 seconds.
Mate, 300 cents is coming your way. Do with that what you will. Thanks, Big J.
Thanks, Big J.
No worries, guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Sparker.
Celebrate 2 weeks of LGBTQIA+ art, theatre, film, talks and more at Mardi Gras 2021. Full festival details at Mardi Gras. foiegras.org.au.
Carrie and Tommy, light up, fire up, rise up for the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Oh,
Mardi Gras is upon us, Bickers.
We two more sleeps.
So excited. If you can't be there in person, you can, of course, watch the Mardi Gras Saturday, 6 p.m. on SBS On Demand, or you can catch full parade at 7:30 p.m. on SBS, and fantastic hosts. We're talking Joel Creasy, we're talking Zoe Coombs-Ma, Narelda Jacobs, and the fantastic Courtney Act. Courtney joins us now. G'day, Courtney.
Hi, how are you guys?
Look, we're good, but more importantly,
so excited.
How are you, and what number Mardi Gras is this for you?
I think it's my, I don't know if I can say that out loud, 20th.
Whoa.
20th Mardi Gras.
My first one was in 2001, what's and the year is currently 2021. So, I mean, that's some quick math, but I'm pretty sure it equals 20.
Which,
Courtney, I
off the top of your head,
now,
has
I
been the best.
I thought it was going to be like four. What? Well, I thought it was going to be like four. I would have, if someone asked me how old you are, I would have said 20.
I would have said 20 as well, but the true answer is 39.
Because,
which has been the most epic Mardi Gras to date?
The one that just popped into my head is the one that my mum and dad came to, which unfortunately also rained at, which made it like good and bad, because when your mum and dad are there, you want them to like see Mardi Gras in its full glory, but you know, wet feathers, running fake tan. It's, you know. But we soldier on as we're soldiering on in 2021. Mardi Gras 2020 was like the last Pride parade to happen anywhere in the world, because then, of course, COVID hit. And now it's the next one. So we're kind of just marching for all of the people as well who weren't able to march in the last 12 months.
Courtney,
and it's true, isn't it true in a couple of years that the world Mardi Gras is in Australia? Is that true?
That is true. World Pride in 2023. So I'm currently like picketing all my friends overseas and being like, all right, guys, you've got 2 years to get your stuff together and book your ticket, book your accommodation, because it is going to go off like a frog in a sock.
Courtney, you've... I imagine you've seen it all at Mardi Gras, particularly hosting. You get to see
not just
everybody's...
seen it, Tommy.
Seen it, touched it, tasted it, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Sorry, good. Too much. But I want to know, because everyone gets their moment, right? So each kind of parader gets their little moment on screen where everybody is watching. Carrie and the team, this is going to be a choreographed, costumed up moment. Have you ever seen it go completely tits up?
I think they're some of the best moments, to be honest. I think it's Mardi Gras, so tits up, you literally could, you know, rip off your shirt and get your tits out and throw them up if you wanted. I don't know if that's your thing, but I think that, Mardi Gras is just about having fun, and I think that's the beauty of it, is the crowd there in the SCG, not in Oxford Street this year because we're slightly more COVID safe with 23,000 of our closest friends. I think it's going to just be such a fun energy, and I think everyone's just excited to like be able to dance, because you know in New South Wales we've not been able to take to the dance floors yet, so this is like outdoor moving dancing, so this is the closest I've come to dancing to Chromatica.
I'm so it's funny you say that, actually, because one of the guys that works with us says the thing he's looking forward to most about Saturday night is dancing to Chromatica.
Yeah,
is that a thing? Oh, Eli, he's put his mic on because he wants to.
Yes.
You want the loving,
yep,
don't you?
I'm up for some Stupid Love, some Enigma, anything off that album.
Yes, 911 in. Oh, sorry, Chromatica 2 into 911. That is the moment. That will be my peak Mardi Gras moment. When the drop from Chromatica 2 into 911 happens, I will possibly urinate.
The 2021 Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras live Saturday on SBS and on demand. Courtney Act, it's always a pleasure. Thanks, Courtney.
Thanks, guys. Happy Mardi Gras.
Carrie and Tommy.
Switch my mic
still
on.
To come.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'll welcome us back. Carrie and Tommy. Still to come. We were speaking to a man who has just scored one of the hottest gigs on the planet on TV at the moment. He joins us later on.
Who's that, mate? Which one's that?
The one.
Oh, in the next. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I thought we were
forward teasing. Have both of you forgotten how to do radio?
I mean, I certainly have.
Yeah, one of us didn't even have our microphone.
What do you want to talk about then, Tommy?
No, I thought we were doing the half of Hamish and Andy that's going to be joining us on the show to talk about the other half's genitalia problems.
Great. We'll do that too.
Great.
It's a full show today.
It is. And up next, because you know Snakes on a Plane.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a sequel that we can make. But it's based on what's just happened overnight on a plane that is terrifying. Oh. And I'll tell you about it next.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Thursday arvo, it's Gary and Tommy.
Because what do you know about Taco Airlines?
Taco Airlines.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
Yeah, I know.
Is that made up?
No, Taco Airlines.
Taco Airlines. Is it in Mexico?
No, it's a Sudanese airline. And they were forced to make an emergency landing. What do you reckon? What do you reckon got in the cockpit and forced them to make an emergency landing?
A jalapeno?
Got jalapeno business? Oh, that doesn't work.
This is nuts your plane.
I'm trying to think of something with guacamole that's turning out to be tricky. Taco Airline.
Why did you take
what
a
happened?
Plane when you avocado?
No. That's because you have a car, though. And avocados in guacamole.
When you get off the plane, they say, "Where have you been?"
Yeah, that's good.
Oh,
that's good.
Funny. Where have you been? I think. Yeah.
And they say, "Can you Pinto, the place we're going?" No,
it's what's Pinto?
Like Pinto beans.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Sour cream.
Okay, let's just say things. Lettuce.
Lettuce on the
lettuce
plane.
Take off.
Okay, this is getting corny. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else want to chip in?
Anyone else want to say something cheesy? Okay, so anyway, what happened in the pilot?
I'm done, mate.
What happened in the cockpit of...
let's stress once again. The
Taco
Sudanese
Airlines.
Plane.
Taco Airlines.
On Taco Airlines, in the cockpit, the
that
pilot,
doesn't win some award, that break, honestly.
What, worst radio of the year?
In the cockpit of the airline, there weren't snakes, because you're saying this is a sequel to Snakes on a Plane. Something worse than that.
The pilot was attacked by none other than a stray cat.
Oh, what?
Yes, I know. And I know what you're thinking. I knew pilots got pussy, but this is ridiculous. They were 30 minutes into a trip from Khartoum to Doha. You know that classic route we all take all the time. And an aggressive cat.
From Khartoum on Taco Airlines. Yes. Sounds made up. An aggressive cat snuck on, yeah?
Yes, an aggressive cat, no, just appeared in the cockpit and attacked the pilot as the other crew struggled to catch it. The pilot then, was that just you, Jesse, or was that a sound effect? Yeah.
Usually the cat attacks on Tiger Airlines.
It's very good. It's very good, yeah, sorry. Everybody, at 6 p.m. each night, if we can walk out the front of our house and clap for that joke, please, that would be great. The pilot turned the plane around so the situation could be resolved. Guess what, Pickers?
What?
This is not the only cat-related airline feline incident. In 2012, a cat entered the cockpit of an Air Canada flight, and then they had to get all the passengers off and find it, because then it hid in amongst like the wiring inside the cockpit, and so they get the plane off.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and then
a cat.
Yeah, a cat, mate. Oh no, you can't. Yeah, thank you, Jesse. In 2008, a cat escaped at Auckland Airport when it was going to be loaded onto an international flight, and it spent 2 months on the run before it was caught.
Wow.
So I want to do a good old-fashioned bit of pussy chat. Give us a call, 13 10 60. What did your cat do? It wasn't just usual cat stuff. What did it get up to? What cheeky cat stuff did it do? Oh, give us a call.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Thursday afternoon.
Taco Airlines have had a stray cat attack a pilot, forcing the plane to turn around in Sudan. And I thought I was doing groundbreaking new radio where I was doing a segment called Pussy Chat, where you ring in and you tell us what your cat's been up to that aren't just the usual cat things. And then I realised we've done this before.
Tommy's Cat Chat, Tommy's Cat Chat, there are pussies he'd like to pat. He likes to stroke their whiskers and also feed them biscuits. Now it's time to start Tommy's Cat Chat.
Oh, good God, how good that is.
I did not remember that. G'day, Julie.
Hello. Oh, my God, I'm laughing listening to that.
Jules.
It was good radio. Did you hear our taco gear?
I didn't hear anything. I turned off the radio, but I was laughing listening to the cat noises in that song.
Jules, talk to us about your cat.
Well, so I work in an industrial area. This is a really long story cut short, but I took a stray cat home. I drove it home and I left and I had to go out for dinner. I had to go to the mother-in-law's. I was going to pick up KFC on the way. When I pulled in the driveway at the mother-in-law's, I heard this cat noise and I sort of joked to my then fiance, oh, there's the cat I took home, but it was underneath the bonnet of the car. It had been underneath the bonnet of the car for like 10Ks, stopped at lights, went through KFC. I thought, I'm going to lift this bonnet and this cat's going to be have a leg chopped off or something. It was fine. Took it home. 2 days later, had a litter of kittens. And we had those kittens for like 15 years.
Are you saying the car somehow impregnated the cat?
I don't know. No, it was definitely pregnant before I picked it up. But unfortunately, the last cat died by the untimely of me running it over in the driveway.
Oh, my God, stop it.
I thought we got out of that one with all the cats being alive. And then right at the
last Julie, second. A poor pussy.
G'day, Sue.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Welcome to Cat Chat. What would you like to say?
We had a cat. My daughter had a cat.
Yeah.
And it ran away. She was very distressed. 8 months later, she rings me crying her eyes out going, Virgo's back. And I'm going, nah, couldn't be because we've already replaced that cat with five other cats. Five, because, you know, she felt so bad. I wanted to make her feel better.
So you got her five cats?
Yeah, I'm a good mum like that.
Why did you settle on five? Was there a five for four special or something?
Oh, well, you know, I had one of my own. She got three more. Then the neighbours had kittens and, of course, they were really cute. And anywho, so I sent her down to the vet and said, go get that cat vet check because I'm pretty sure it's not ours. And, nope, it was ours. So now we have six cats.
And did your story end the way Julie's did?
Yes.
No, we've still got six cats.
Amazing.
It's not allowed outside, obviously, in case it runs away ever again.
In case it encounters Julie. That's awesome, Sue. Great cat chat. Chris, have you got better cat chat than Sue and Julie did? Nope, you don't.
Chris, is he there?
Hello.
Oh, g'day,
hey,
Chris.
Tommy, how are you?
Yeah, great, mate. Welcome to Cat Chat.
Thank you.
What have you
happy
got
to be here. My cat is a master thief.
A master thief?
Yeah. So usually he hunts leaves and brings them back as a trophy. But his favorite trophy is the neighbor's chocolate cake.
Oh, my God. The whole
cake? What do you mean? He brings back a plate.
Not quite a plate, but anything that he can get. He used to start off with stealing chocolate muffins that we would bake and leave on top of our oven. He would take the whole thing and, pull it apart. But now he's worked out the neighbours like to make chocolate cake and often pulls off a nice chunk and brings it back home and says, look, I brought you a present.
That's better.
I mean,
My dog once came in and I was like, oh, my dog, gosh, look, it's around its mouth. It's been eating chocolate cake. And then I got closer and I was like, oh, no, that's chocolate cake.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Woo!
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie and Tommy doing it all thanks to Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit, available in lace-up and slip-on designs. You can try them now in-store or shop online at skechers.com.au.
Because so much still to come, including after five, we're going to chat to the brand new judge on RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under edition. But up next, we're going to chat to one half of Hamish and Andy about the other half of Hamish and Andy, and in just specifically about their genitalia. So if that doesn't keep you listening, I don't know what will.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Joined, I was going to say joining us, but I went to say joined with
us. Are you nervous, mate?
I got so distracted about what we were just chatting about, and I want to ask our guests about it. Would you please welcome to the show Hamish Blake and Zoe Foster-Blake.
Oh, hello.
We will welcome them. It is a pleasure to be here.
You're coming in hot. In the middle of a debate.
I'm eating my lunch at the same time as talking to you.
Yes, which I think is disrespectful, but that's not the debate we're having.
We don't mind.
Okay, thank you. What do you guys think of an egg salad sandwich?
I love it.
This is a big debate.
Yeah.
It is definitely one of those foods where its time from preparation to time to consumption like drops rapidly, like the quality of the food drops rapidly. It's like
very fresh.
Are you putting it on lettuce, or is it just egg, like egg mixed with mayonnaise by itself?
I should rephrase it, because I don't think the conversation's necessarily about how delicious an egg sandwich is. I think the question is more to you, Zoe. Would you want to date a man after you just finished watching him devour a really thick, big egg sandwich? That's more the point.
It's funny you say that, because no.
That's why I'm confining my egg salad sandwich
to
eating
us. We're
to the workplace.
To, and then you eat it when we're on air, and he's like...
So you feisty women stop throwing yourselves at me.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. Are we talking curried egg?
Well, yes.
Yeah, of course we are, bro.
That's very controversial at the office.
With beetroot. With beetroot.
Tommy, you sure you're not the bachelor, mate? What a catch.
That was my audition tape, just me eating it slowly. Hey, guys, let's talk about the best gig in the world for you guys. You are telling people, hey, here are all the amazing places in our country and
not
you should go check
people,
them out.
Going to
going
them and then telling people.
Who's your agent and how do I get the gig?
I know. I mean, I do feel like apart from like hot chips ambassador, there's not too many other easy things that you could be an ambassador for.
Naps. Ambassador for naps.
Yeah, like who else likes naps and hot chips? So, you know, as Aussies and as people that are, you know, though grew up in Sydney, I grew up in Melbourne, that are so familiar with our own cities, to like double down and rediscover stuff in your own city and in your own country, it's been a blast. Like, I think the big learning we've got out of it is you never really know a place, even your hometown, and there's always more to discover.
You never know until you go.
I didn't want to steal it because that's copyright Daryl Summers. But I think mine is as catchy.
It's a great sentiment.
You never really know a place, even your own hometown.
It was as good as my introduction to you guys.
Hey, we've just seen you come back from Lord Howe Island. The only people I've seen on Lord Howe Island are the Hemsworths and you guys.
Did you get us confused? Most people do.
Are like clebs like us able to go to Lord Howe? Because it's quite
clebs like us.
Small population.
It's so funny. Me and Chris Hemsworth were talking about this morning. it's like, you know, he quite generously opened up Byron over summer and I think a lot of people went to Byron Bay. So really the message from Chris and I and Zoe is Australia, it's for everyone, you know?
It looked like Hawaii or something. I almost am embarrassed to say I just had no idea that that's what Lord Howe Island was like.
That's embarrassing.
Harry Bickmore, I'm right there with you. I didn't even know what to pack. I felt so ignorant and terrible not understanding and knowing and seeing about it. But now, a few days on there, you feel it is a very special place. Like, it is hard to draw a parallel. Little bits of Hawaii, little bits of, like, Phi Phi Island, little bits of...
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but totally Australian at the same time. It's really very special.
It is a special place. And the reason I think not many people know about it is it is, like, we booked this trip almost 6 months ago. You do have to book a fair way in advance because there's only 400 visitors allowed on the island at any one time,
yeah.
which is like strictly monitored and easily monitored because there's one airport and one plane that comes in. So. Yeah.
Do you know, I watched you riding your bike, and whenever I see people riding their bike now, all I can think about was us when we had Andy Lee on last week talking about how he broke his urethra or something and started peeing blood and had to have surgery, and that there was this whole thing when he was
a
kid
hot chat.
From landing his bits on his bike. And then I saw you and I just wanted to scream, be careful of your urethra.
That was a young Andy accident. I think he was about 8 when he did that. And not to accuse Andy of reusing content, but I reckon for about a solid year in this very slot, the national drive show, we got daily updates about Andy's status. He is the surgeon. He had to have an operation on air. I think we went to the hospital and did a break from the hospital. I really know everything there is to know about
you. You really milked it. Is that gross to say? You really milked it.
It sounded like when he said, because he said he needed 2 operations, and I heard that and I was like, someone was desperate for content.
So I just went, you couldn't just add a little to the base, could you?
Check out tourism.australia.com to see all the fantastic places you can go.
Holiday
and get
here this
away.
Year, dudes.
Hamish. Zoe, thank you so much, guys.
Absolutely. Stay safe on your bikes. Stay off the cross tube. You should be fine. That's what the seat's for. You'll be okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is going to be a mess because...
But let's do it.
The song goes... On and on and
on. I forgot that.
Could be a bit longer.
We do actually have a different one. We have Tommy's version.
Well, I assumed we were just meant to finish that lyrics then.
Oh.
I've got it. I thought name for our game we just played where you had to say the next line of the song. Yeah. Come sing it. Finish me off. Let's do it. Finish me off. Finish
me off. Okay, but tell me the name.
That's a much better one.
Yeah, it's heaps better.
Yeah, yeah. So the name of the game is... What?
Do you find insulting that Jesse said that was my idea?
No, I think he's thinking also of another one that you came up with. We all had a stab, but mine reigns supreme. this game, if you've just joined us, we only started a few weeks ago. We haven't really knuckled down. It was more of an off-air thing where Tommy sang the first line of a song and then pointed at one of us in the team, and then we had to sing the next line, and then I point to someone else in the team and they sing the next line. You go around the team and it goes on and on and on, hence the name of the segment.
And then
in the end, I finish me off. So we wanted to play it again, right? But we hit a bit of a hurdle, didn't we? Mm.
Yeah, well, this still sounds like it's off air at the moment, to be honest. This sounds like we're in a planning meeting and someone's accidentally left the microphones on.
Well, our big boss says that when we mention, when you just hear people's voices on air, you don't know who they are. So when Sonda starts speaking, we need to say, hey, it's Sonda there. Yes. Not just Sonda, but it's our executive producer, Sonda, there, which is great. So, but it's tricky when you're playing a game when you just want to continue on with songs because now we have to somehow wedge in the name of everybody on the show.
It's also hard when, like, the roles aren't always that clearly defined. Like, can you just say a few words that, gentleman I'm pointing to?
Well, I can't see where you're pointing because you're on a Zoom somewhere else. So where are
you're
you?
You're not the gentleman.
Oh.
There's only one gentleman on the Zoom.
Or am I? Are you talking about Jesse or Eli?
Or Jez.
It doesn't matter. No, they're not. I haven't got them on. Are they on your screen?
Oh, God. I think the boss is going to have more to say than just an issue with
the
naming people.
Audio producer Jez. Sorry. Yes.
Okay, so what are we going with? Audio producer.
Oh,
there's Eli. So Eli is our web guy / Zoom operator / party boy / what else are we saying Eli does?
WAP dance teacher.
WAP dance teacher, Eli. Yeah. Great. Got that down. We've got executive producer Sonda.
We've got the guy who gets the sandwiches and pushes the buttons, Jesse.
Is that egg sandwich today again, mate?
Egg and lettuce, please. Lettuce. Salad.
Bell, what would you like before your name?
Oh, Savage Bell.
Savage Bell. Great. Savage Bell. Okay. All right, I think we got this.
Well, are Kimmy and Mandy not getting a go?
I can't see. Where are Kimmy and Mandy?
Kim's here.
It's so awkward when Bickers hasn't met the whole team yet.
No, you're on Zoom and I'm not in the room and I can see is Belle.
Mate, so now you're having a go at me for the Zoom thing. Before you were like, we're all here. What? And we got.
Now Jez has joined. Oh, sorry, audio producer Jez has joined the Zoom. Yeah.
Should we go to a song and come back?
Hey guys.
No one wants us to come back. Where is everybody else though? Where is Mandy coming in?
No, Mandy's
where's
not,
Mandy?
Mandy's
Let's
not
just
here today.
Do it, guys. Mandy's not here.
Okay. Well, that makes it easy. We've got her name down. It's absent Mandy.
And Kim's on the phones.
And Kim paying her bills, Kim.
Do we have time to play the game?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just one game, please.
Do you want me to kick things off?
Yeah, you kick things off. And which order are we going in?
Well, we were saying the name, mate.
We've done this. Okay.
It's getting hot in here. Absent Mandy. Hang on. Sorry. It's getting hot in here. Producer Belle.
So take off all your clothes.
You've got to pass it on Belle.
And also it's Jessie. Savage Belle. But no, you've got to use their full title, remember?
Collect
and
sandwiches.
Get sandwiches.
Jessie.
I am getting so hot, I'm going to take my clothes off. Web guy Eli.
It's getting hot in here. Executive producer Sonda.
So hot in here.
Tom.
What? Oh, no. Talent carry.
One more. I've got one more for us.
Talent carry.
Okay, everyone ready?
Yeah.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Web guy Eli / WAP dancer / Zoom operator. Go.
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Audio producer Jez.
I know that you're going to have it your way or nothing at all. Kim on the phones.
Okay.
And that was
the song goes on and on and
on. Carrie and Tommy
across Australia this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is a Thursday, but it's not just any Thursday, Tommy Little. It is countdown day. Woo!
What are we to Mardi Gras?
I have no idea. I don't know what countdown day means. All I saw is producer Belle in our WhatsApp group this morning went, "Oh, my dad's so cute. He let us know it's countdown day." And I was like, what does that mean?
Belle, what are we counting down to?
Firstly, I did not say my dad is so cute.
Oh, my God. Well,
No, I was
so
thinking your dad's so cute.
All right. Yeah.
No, but you said something. Hold on. No, maybe someone else said that your dad was cute. Someone said your dad was cute, didn't they?
In our family WhatsApp group, dad messaged us all and said happy countdown day because it's the 4th of March, 2021. So 4, 3, 2, 1.
4th of March.
To echo Sonda's words in our WhatsApp group, sorry, that's adorable is what she said, not cute. Okay, is this a thing? I thought it was like a flashback to the 80s and Molly Meldrum's countdown, like maybe it was the anniversary of
it's
something.
Cool.
But no,
like, it won't ever happen again, you know.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know what I'm going to do if I'm not going to be able to feel this level of joy again.
Is everybody else in the world getting on board Countdown Day, or is this just your dad?
I can answer that, Bickers. No. But I wish I'd known, because we're nearly halfway through Countdown Day.
I know.
We haven't done anything countdown
What should we
related.
Do to do Countdown Day?
Get Molly on.
Yep. I could try.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't know.
Producer Belle can do that. Maybe call your dad, Belle, and ask if he can organise Molly Meldrum.
Or we could just play that song, It's the Final Countdown. You know?
Is there a song that's like 4, 3, 2, 1?
Yeah, there's
Level Up. The crowd says, No?
I think this is what Belle's looking for.
Do you think people are currently... That's good.
Yep, good.
Do you think people
Where's
are counting
one?
Down
my
the moment till they change radio station?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because this is so exciting. The Stan original series, RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, will premiere this year. It is on Stan. But joining RuPaul, joining Michelle Visage, is one of our favourites. It's the one and only Reese Nicholson.
Yay! Yay! It's me. I'm trapped in New Zealand. Whee!
You're stuck in quarantine over there, or is it just lockdown?
It's a lockdown. It's a little nine-nines time. Jacinda went, hey, no more. Time for nine-nines.
She must be so annoyed because everyone keeps doing the wrong bloody thing. It's not like little accidental things. It's like, guys, stop.
Yeah. And I think I even saw her in the press conference the other day. She said, I'm frustrated. She sounded like you kind of like the way a teacher sounds with a class, like a kind of like, guys, I know I'm not your regular teacher, but I'm pretty frustrated with you right now, and I'm not allowed to hit any of you.
You know when politicians do that pause where you know in their head they swore? So they go, I'm really frustrated.
I think all Victorians learnt that look with Daniel Andrews pretty well for a few months.
You talk to us about RuPaul's Drag Race? I'm so excited about this. This is epic. How did it all come about?
I got a call a few months ago to say that I'd been picked, and she called me so early in the morning, I thought I'd been cancelled. And then I ended up on the show. Like, it was genuinely from when I found out I got the job, 3 weeks later, I was sitting on the panel looking at RuPaul.
So do you chat on the phone to RuPaul before? Like, or the first time you're there, you're on the desk ready to shoot?
Yeah, the first day of shooting is the first time I properly met Ru. Like, we'd kind of had little emails, but it was the first. And, yeah, he walked out and he said, hey, Reese. And I went, hello. And he went, welcome to the family. And that's going to be on my tombstone.
The show has had some other international versions. There's been the UK, there's been Thailand, and I think a couple of others. But we should clarify, Down Under is not just Australia.
No, it's also New Zealand. We brought them along for the party, and by that I mean we could film in their country. And also, I think they... I'm being rude. No, because I think we do... we have very similar tones when it comes to drag between the two of us. And I don't think it would have made sense for us to do one in each country. I think we do kind of mix together in the same kind of... We do a very specific thing in this part of the world. It's very kind of camp and more kind of comedy based than kind of female impersonation. You know, like Priscilla is a good example of what we do here. And so I think it makes sense. I won't tell you how many New Zealand queens there are. You'll have to wait until Saturday night when they announce it.
Well, you mentioned Saturday night. We're heading to Mardi Gras. I'm in the parade with Troye Sivan. Our radio show is so excited to be there. And that's where the announcement is going to be made about these queens. Are you going to be there? Will you be in the parade?
I was going to be. It was all planned. Everything was going to be fine. And then New Zealand went into nine-nines. And I can't get there because I'd have to do 2 weeks quarantine. So,
was there anything you'd like us to do for you while we're there?
I mean, Tommy, there's a few things I'd like you to do for me, but and they are all Mardi Gras based. just say yes to everything at Mardi Gras. That's what I say. Say yes.
Great.
Open yourself up.
That's what I'm going to use on the Monday when I'm in trouble. Reese said for me to open myself up to everybody.
Just remember, Tommy, it's all about breathing. Anyways,
But you are heading overseas. Is that true to do another secret gig or can you tell us about this one? You're in Hollywood.
It's another secret one. I'm going to, like Hollywood, Canada. Very similar places. The Tasmania of Hollywood. No, I'm excited about it. I won't tell you what it is, but I'm going to be there for 3 months filming a thing where I'm playing a person that isn't me, and I'm really excited and absolutely terrified about it. I've got to be in quarantine for 2 weeks. But, you know, I'm flying business, so I'll do anything.
Reese, we are so excited about the new series of RuPaul Drag Race Down Under. It is only on Stan. And as Reese said, don't miss the live queen reveal at the 2021 Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. It's always a pleasure. Reese Nicholson, thank you, brother.
Lovely to see you guys. Happy Mardi Gras. Have a great time.
Headed out for a long walk? Put Carrie and Tommy in your ears. And for supportive comfort for your feet, slip on or lace up the new Skechers Go Walk Arch Fit.